Good morning, and welcome to Netia's full year results conference call. Hosting today's call will be Mr. Miroslav Godlevski, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. John Eastick, Chief Financial Officer. Following management's formal comments, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. Mr. Godlevski, you may now begin.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Netia 2009 results conference call. We have a pleasure to walk you through an excellent set of results we've achieved in what wasn't an easy year from a macroeconomic perspective. Throughout the call, we will be referring to the presentation we published on our website last night. So, for your convenience, you may also look it up. Our key achievements in fourth quarter and full year 2009 are listed on page 3 of this presentation, and I'll start with that before I hand out to Jonathan Eastick to walk you through more details. In that year, Netia subscriber base growth was really boosted in fourth quarter, and we finished the year with 559,000 broadband services. This is 35% increase on year-over-year basis. And we had also over 582,000 broadband subscribers by end of last week. So that momentum of the fourth quarter, which was a record sales for us, continues through the first weeks of 2010. Also, voice year-end services grew by 9% year-over-year basis, and result very satisfying 1,158,000 subscribers number. Also, our revenue growth was accelerating across all segments. Our total revenue was 1,506,000,000 zlotys for full year 2009. It grew, as I said, especially in residential segment, where it continued to grow thanks to the strong net adds and stable ARPU. Also, business segment returned to its growth despite economic situation. Most importantly, Netia delivered strong EBITDA growth in a full year 2009, where adjusted EBITDA was almost 304 million for a full year, which represents 78% year-over-year growth. And full year positive EBIT was also posted of 14.2 million, and net profit of 88.7 million zlotys was recorded in full year 2009. And it also, we also generated free cash flow in a full year of 66.4 million, that excluding Ethernet acquisitions. So as you can see, we've been very successful on all fronts of profitability measures. With this very quick highlight, let me turn to Jonathan to walk you through what in detail drove those excellent results.
Thank you very much, Mirek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to take you through the details of a very good set of results for full year 2009 and for the fourth quarter. I'm going to be referring to the presentation as I go through my material. So starting from slide 4, we have a revenue bridge between 2008 and 2009. As mentioned, total revenue grew to 1505.9 million zloty, up 34% on a year earlier. Most importantly, the fourth quarter, which is fully comparable to last year, as Tele2 was already being fully consolidated in fourth quarter of 2008, grew by 4.7% to 386.3 million zloty from 370 million a year earlier. And also, very importantly, sequentially, we managed to return to a growth trend with revenue up 4.3% on the third quarter. Looking at the revenue growth segment by segment, you can see most of the growth coming in the home and SOHO SME segments. That's partly obviously coming from the Tele2 acquisition on a full year basis. We estimate about 250 million of the growth you see there is related to the acquisition of Tele2, about 230 in home and around about 20 million in Soho SME. You can also see that despite the economic situation, we managed to grow our corporate segment by 5 million year on year, which is also a very positive performance. Our carrier segment was down 14 million. This was something that we were planning for. As you'll remember from earlier calls, we started to dispose of our investment in the P4 transmission network, which results in falling revenues. We've also been reducing the amount of low-margin business we do in the carrier segment. So in this context, it's not surprising that the carrier revenue base has been dropping. Moving on to slide five, the revenue and the EBITDA margin is split out by the four operating segments that we have. You'll recall that we manage the business customer segment by customer segment. And you can see here that the margin position is quarter to quarter very stable, residential delivering around 15% margins, Soho SME at 30, corporate close to 50% EBITDA margins, and carrier, because of the sequential reduction in this lower margin business, the margins are climbing very strongly, even up towards 60% by the end of Q4 last year. Revenue-wise, you can also see that Q4 was an excellent quarter for us, with all segments registering growth. The home market was up 5.6% sequentially behind the excellent broadband growth that was delivered in Q4. Corporate as well, and also Soho, both managed to grow by 2% quarter on quarter. And in carrier, we had something of a rebound. There was no P4 assets sold between Q3 and Q4. So there again, the revenue was up. It's also important to remember that the margins were very good and steady, despite the fact that we incurred acquisition costs on a record number of gross adds during Q4. And I'll talk more about that as I go through the presentation. The next slide, slide six, gives you the full breakdown of where our revenue comes from. It's a very steady picture with voice revenue almost flat for the year, down just 0.5% compared to Q4 a year earlier. Data revenue, on the other hand, continues to grow strongly. We have 15% growth Q4 to Q4 a year earlier, and 8.5% revenue growth sequentially. So now moving on to the subscriber picture in more detail with slide seven, we have here the overview of the broadband market. So Netia ended with 559,000 broadband subscribers, which was 35% up year on year and 14% up sequentially from 490,000 customers at September of 2009. So that was a record quarter in terms of organic growth since we've introduced the broadband strategy over 2.5 years ago. Of the 69,000 net additions, 55,000 was organic growth, and that's 78% up on 31,000 in Q3 of 2009. We also did 31,000 in the fourth quarter a year ago. So that really shows a very good performance in terms of organic growth. We did that through a very aggressive and very well-received promotion with very innovative advertising behind it that really captured the market's imagination. And as Mirek mentioned already, the momentum has continued into the first quarter of this year with over 580,000 customers today. In terms of Ethernet acquisitions, we managed to get that process moving again in the fourth quarter. We managed to close deals for 15,000 customers in the quarter, all at around 1,000 zloty per customer, so in line with previous acquisitions. And obviously, we continue to expect to do more of those acquisitions during the course of 2010. The LLU picture continues to progress very positively. We ended the year with 48,000 customers connected via LLU, up from 21,000 at the end of the third quarter. We had only 1,000 such customers a year earlier at the end of 2008. One of the things we flagged to you on a previous call was our intention to start migration of double play customers during the fourth quarter. That did indeed occur. We started in November. Over 10,000 customers migrated during the quarter. Further waves of migrations are coming during 2010. Now, we're the first of the telecom operators to report this quarter, so we're not totally sure of our market data that we're going to give you. These are our estimates. We think we've done around 30% of net additions for the year as a whole across the broadband market. For the quarter, it may even be as high as 50%. We have to wait and see how the other operators report over the next couple of weeks. But that obviously is a very good performance. And we're estimating that our total broadband market share has grown from about 8.1% a year ago to 10% at December of 2009. It's also important to highlight a couple of factors around the quality of the sales that we're having on broadband. We've managed to achieve this growth with steady ARPU throughout the year, and that continued in the fourth quarter. We had 60 zloty ARPU for the fourth quarter. And in terms of acquisition costs, they've ticked up slightly again, now just over 200 zloty for the fourth quarter. But it's very important to remember that we're very focused now on double play acquisitions, and we're prepared to pay more for those acquisitions because of the lower operating costs per customer. And approximately 35,000 of the net additions during the fourth quarter were actually double play, so that's a very good good result. Now, obviously, the downside in terms of the profitability is that as we expense our acquisition costs in the period that they're incurred, we had much higher acquisition costs than in Q3. The 78% growth in gross additions translated to about 8 million zloty higher acquisition costs quarter on quarter, Q3 to Q4. Over the page, the voice base grew by 1% sequentially and 8.7% year-on-year to 1,158,000 voice services. The market, obviously, for fixed line continues to shrink at a relatively steady pace. As a result of that, our market share is up, we think, from 10.1% last year, which we know for sure, up to, we think, around 11.5% this year. But again, we'll wait and see how the other operators report. The net additions is on a, you'll probably notice, is on a somewhat downward trend. This is mainly because we found it logistically quite difficult to have our distribution channels simultaneously focus on broadband and double play and at the same time to push single play voice services. So more important to us is the broadband, and therefore we've made some compromises on the voice side. Hopefully we will turn this around during 2010, and we're looking to accelerate our voice growth again during the year. On the ARPU side, second half of 2009 was very positive, with stable ARPUs pretty much across the board, and the business segment holding up very well, again, despite the economic climate as it is. Now today, if going over the page, I've got a few slides to share with you regarding our profitability projects, our cost-saving projects. Last quarter, we shared with you the results of our integration project with Tele2. Well, you'll recall we over-delivered on integration synergies, and we're expecting 46 million of savings in 2010. This quarter, we're giving you a readout on our project profit, which is virtually finished in terms of implementation, and the next couple of slides deal with that. What we're trying to do here is compare the profitability of Netia Group in the fourth quarter of 2008, which was the first quarter we had Tele2 within the group, to the EBITDA margin we're expecting for 2010, which the guidance shows is 355 million zloty of adjusted EBITDA. So slide 9 simply gives us the starting point, which is done by annualizing the Q4 2008 EBITDA and deducting the synergies that we'd already delivered in Q4 of 2008, which were mainly around advertising and promotion. So the starting point was 198 million zloty of annualized EBITDA margin for 2008. Turning over the page to slide 10, we give you an EBITDA bridge that gets you from that 197 million zloty through to our 355 million EBITDA margin that we're forecasting today for 2010. In terms of percentage points, it's going from 16% margin to a 23% margin on sales across the 2 years. So the key points are, as I already mentioned, the 46 million of synergies to come in 2010 on Tele2, as previously announced to you. And then secondly, the project profit, the gross savings that we've identified and delivered in about 95% in terms of project completion is actually 123 million zloty, which is about 17% of the original addressable cost base, which was around 700 million zloty when we started the project. So that's really a superb performance, and the next slide goes through where those savings came from. The next important component of the margin expansion was the mobile termination rate reductions implemented by the regulator. That process started at the beginning of 2009. There's some more cuts scheduled for 2010, and cumulatively that's contributing about 47 million zloty to our margin, or about 3 percentage points. Now that's the MTR rates are obviously a major component of our internet interconnection cost base, so these savings are very positive for us. Migrating customers from Bitstream onto the cheaper local loop unbundling solutions is going to contribute around 12 million zloty year on year. And the P4 contract, obviously we're selling the assets that we built for P4 back to P4 during 2009 and 10. As a result of that, the EBITDA margin on the remaining part of the contracts is falling. So that's a negative 8 million zloty during the course of 2008 compared to 2010. Obviously, the big headwinds in our results come from falling voice ARPUs. The 2 year effect 08 to what we expect for 2010 is about negative 127 million zloty. On the other hand, the volume that we've been adding, mainly in broadband but also in voice customers, using the operating margins that we were achieving in 2008, is worth about 91 million zloty to us. There are a few new expenses appearing in our income statement. They're related to new projects. They're related to pay rises we're planning for this year, things that were not addressable directly by the by project profit. So the net effect of our cost-saving program, less new costs that are emerging, is roughly 100 million. So that gets you to the 355 million that we have for today's guidance for 2010. Over the page to slide 11, you can see here the breakdown of where the savings came from for project profit. 212 initiatives. The biggest savings areas were network outsourcing and IT, and procurement, with 46 and 29 million zlotys of savings respectively. But you can see savings across all areas of the business. And just for indication, there are some of the major projects are listed below each section. Over the page to slide 12, obviously one of the key components of the savings project was a headcount reduction program. In terms of force reductions, we had 267 job positions cancelled during the year, but we also had a process of non-replacement going on and when people resigned. So in total, the headcount has dropped from 1,673 at December of 2008 to 1,432 at the end of 2009. And that figure included 47 of new employees coming in through acquisitions. So in gross terms, we reduced the base by about 288 employees over that 12-month period. And as of the end of January, the headcount was down to 1414. So all these reductions are coming through and have been fully delivered. For 2010, we expect to keep the headcount broadly stable. There's a few places where we may add some people, but overall, relatively stable headcount. So moving on to the financial results on slide 13 and the key figures. Our adjusted EBITDA margin, which strips out all the one-offs, which I'll go through in a minute, for the full year was 304 million zloty, up from 170.6 million zloty in 2008. For Q4, we had 76.7 million zloty of adjusted EBITDA, down from Q3, where we had 81.9 million zloty. But again, I underline that we had record sales in Q4. We had 8 million zloty quarter-on-quarter increase in acquisition cost as a result of that growth. When you go through the detail of expenses, you'll also see that there was about 3 million zloty of additional cost in admin expenses related to increasing bonus accruals for the employees and also for income taxes that would fall due if the option schemes that are currently in the money were to be exercised. So stripping out those 11 million of growth, you can see we're well on our way towards a 90 million quarterly adjusted EBITDA margin, which is where we need to be to beat the guidance. One other point to note on this slide is that our cash balance continues to build. We finished the year with 240 million zloty, just under, and we're going to be free cash flow positive, strongly free cash flow positive in 2010 as well. Over the page, a quick reconciliation of the adjusted EBITDA down to net profit for financial year 2009. We start from adjusted EBITDA of the 304 million zloty. Left out of that figure are the 5 million gain we had on the first tranche of disposals to P4. We also left out, very importantly, all the gains that came from the settlement with TPSA. There were claims back and forth between the companies in excess of 100 million zloty. Obviously, not all of which was likely to end in positive judgments. But in terms of being able to release reserves that we'd already built up in the books, we were able to release 15 million zloty as a result of all these cases being cancelled between ourselves and TPSA. So we haven't included that in our core EBITDA margin. We've left it out from adjusted EBITDA. And then finally, the cost of the restructuring project, project profit, that was negative 11.7 million zloty for the year as a whole. In the fourth quarter, I think it was 1.7 million zloty of cost. So our EBITDA margin came in even higher than adjusted EBITDA at 312, almost 313 million zloty. Depreciation up 10% year on year to 299 million zloty, left us with an EBIT profit for the first time in many years of 14.2 million zloty. And if you also were to back out those adjustments to EBITDA, you'd find that we still had, based on the core business, 5 million zloty of EBIT, and the last two quarters were both positive EBIT. So the company really is now moving into a phase of profitability growth. Finally, the final part of good news on this slide was that with this visibility we now have on improving profitability, stability in the market as well after the settlement with TP, management felt comfortable to recognize 88 million zloty of deferred tax assets. Principally, it relates to tax losses that expire over the next 4 to 5 years. We're expecting the vast majority, well over 90% of those losses to be recoverable, so hence the assets going onto the balance sheet. There are still over 400 million zloty of timing differences. We don't yet have visibility on when they might reverse, but that could also at some point produce additional deferred tax assets for the company. So net, we had a net profit of 88.7 million zloty. That's down from the 230.6 we had last year, but obviously you'll recall that gain came from the disposal of P4 when we booked a 350 million profit last year. So lastly, from my side, a quick look at CapEx and cash flow on slide 15. The capital investment trend is very pleasing for us. We had 16% of sales, 246 million zloty of capital investment during 2009. That's down from 22% of sales in 2008, although more or less flat in terms of absolute spend. And for 2010, we're expecting to go even lower at 14% of sales and 220 million zloty. This year, we won't be spending hardly any money on P4, on the transmission project. And this year, we'll be spending very little money, we finished the project to migrate the Tele2 customer base onto our IT systems. So there'll be a reduction in IT spending. So this accounts primarily for the reduction to 220 million we're targeting for 2010. Free cash flow wise, we had 4 quarters of positive free cash flow, total of 66.4 million zloty for 2009. Even when we deduct 15 million zloty spent on Ethernet acquisitions, that's still cash flow positive. So we delivered cash flow positive results a year earlier than we've been expecting in our midterm guidance. And the prospects are for even higher, much, much higher free cash flow in 2010. So just to summarize quickly before I hand it back to Mirek to go through that guidance, from my perspective as the CFO, the company has never been in better shape than it is today. We've got further progress on EBITDA in the fourth quarter if we back out the additional acquisition costs that we incurred. We're free cash flow positive, and we're building up a good pile of cash for any major acquisitions that may come along in the future. So the company's in a very good position. So Mirek, if you could go through the guidance.
With pleasure. Thank you, John. So we are guiding for 2010, and it's shown on page 16, to further grow our broadband subscribers and to reach 680,000 subscribers. We'll also continue growing our voice customer to 1,225,000, as we are forecasting. This is going to be the year of the fastest unbundling of the local loops. We are having right now above 300 loops unbundled, and we are planning to add additional 200, so we should finish the year with the excess of 500 loops being unbundled. Our revenue will continue growing, and we should exceed 1,550,000,000 zlotys revenue. And as well as EBITDA, we should exceed 355 million zlotys. And John was presenting that build-up of EBITDA back from 2008, so I think it's pretty obvious where it comes from. And as we said in earlier midterm guidance, this should reach 23% of revenue. EBIT will continue to grow from this year of 14 million zlotys to above 60 million zlotys. And also, as just said a few minutes ago, capital investment will continue to decline from 246 to 220 million in 2010, which will be one of the contributors to our estimated free cash flow for 2010 to reach around 140 million zlotys. And as stated earlier, we are guiding for 2010 to be net profitable throughout the year, and also we are expecting to have net profitability in each of the four quarters of 2010. This guidance, again, as it was last year, is excluding any Ethernet acquisitions, so both revenue but also CapEx or capital expense, it comes above that guidance. Very quickly, just reiterating key figures of midterm guidance, which is shown on page 17. We are not changing here anything. We are guiding for the revenue growth of 3 to 5%, and the revenue growth of the retail segment is going to be higher than that, 5 to 10%. EBITDA margin is going to move from 23% this year to 28% by 2012. And this is also the year where we are reaching our milestone of 1 million of broadband subscribers. So we keep that midterm guidance unchanged. In summary, on page 18, it's a real pleasure now after 3 years, almost 3 years of implementation of the broadband strategy to say that it is driving profit improvements and free cash flow generation very much as we said back 3 years ago. 2010, we further focus on progress on our two-play sales and LLU sales and LLU migration, which will be driving further profitability improvements along with effective execution of those major cost efficiency initiatives. We should still see an impact of what was operationally last year's project profit, which is aiming at a reduction of 100 million net savings or 123 million gross savings in 2010. And also, this is still the year of realizing synergy effects from Tele2 integration. 2010 will also be a year of our strong focus on customer care and quality of delivering services, and we also put a major project behind it, very much as profit was a theme for the whole organization for 2009. The 2010 is customer first, or as we use it internally, clientomania project. And we are kicking it off to make sure that the customer service level is the way we distinguish ourselves in the market of telecommunication services providers. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention on that, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press 7 again, and all questions will be answered in the order received. Okay. We currently have no further questions, so just as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. Okay, your first question comes from the line of Anna Basong from UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thanks very much for the presentation, and congratulations on the very good results. I just had a few questions. One was on the 4.9 million forward contracts, which negatively impacted the financials. If you could just please explain what these were and whether you see them continuing in the future. And also, I just wonder with the broadband market, with your forecast, what sort of growth you expect in the market as a whole in 2010 in Poland, and secondly, what you see in terms of your numbers of unbundled LLU lines by the end of the year. Obviously, you've talked about the number of loops that will be unbundled, but how many lines, you know, should I expect that to be, please?
Hi, Anna. Thank you for the questions. Let me take the. I'll start with the forward contract question. Since early last year, we've started hedging about 50% of our exposures on capital investment. Roughly 60% of the capex spend is indexed to hard currency. So we started hedging that with forward contracts. Obviously, the zloty came back pretty strongly during the last three quarters of 2009. So we booked overall some losses on those forward contracts. Obviously, they're marked to market, so whether or not we book more losses or gains from here on out depends on which way the exchange rate goes.
How much do you have?
But the majority...
Apologies. How much exposure do you have at the moment, then, if I may ask?
We're still hedging roughly 50% of the exposure for 2010. And if you look in the accounts in equity, I think there's a couple of million zloty of mark-to-market differences held in equity that if the exchange rate were flat, then they would feed through into CapEx during the course of the year.
So it's around 110 million zloty then based on your CapEx guidance?
Yeah, that would be about right. And then 50% of that we're hedging with forward contracts.
Great. Oh, you mean 50% of 220 million?
No. 50% of the 110 is actually hedged.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah, we're not hedging everything. We're hedging about half. But
your total CapEx is 220?
That's right.
Okay. So it's about 55 million exposure.
Yeah. On the broadband market growth, I think we are expecting to have more or less same market share, which is 25 to 30% of the net adds as we had in the past years. That says the market should grow of around, say, 400,000 broadband, 400 to 500 broadband lines. And it should be more or less the same pace as this year. And I think it will be driven mostly by, again, attractive offers. This year it will be mostly increased speed with either same price or slightly higher price on total offer, but obviously per 1 meg the price would be going down. The 500 unbundled loops should give us access to 4.5 million lines. Obviously, we will have a more detailed figure once the loops are unbundled, as there are some surprises sometimes coming. And we are also aiming at specific loops, but there is an excess of the loops we are aiming, and then the final unbundled loop give us a very precise number. But by the time when we complete that project, we should have 4.5 million lines unbundled.
But by the time, which is in how many years?
Which is by end of this year, very much.
You have 4 to 4.5 million lines unbundled.
Yeah. If you were asking, I think, for subscriber line guidance in terms of how many customers will be connected, was that what you were asking?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We haven't given any specific guidance, but there's still a lot more customers to be migrated. So you should expect the numbers to continue to accelerate during 2010.
Should I be looking at something like in the region of 220,000?
Well, that's probably too fast, but it should continue to accelerate.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Jindrik Spatek from Rifeson Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I would like just to know one explanation regarding local loop unbundling. I'm wondering why you start to accelerate local loop unbundling from bitstream access and wholesale rental this year, why you didn't make such action already last year. Is it due to higher margins of this year, or were there any administrative obstacles? Thank you.
No, it's just simply a momentum effect. The rates have been stable since the end of 2008 at 22 zloty for full unbundling and 6 zloty for shared unbundling. So we're adding the number of nodes, so that increases the base we're selling to each month. And then secondly, the base that was built up on wholesale service, on Bitstream and WLR, we can gradually migrate, and the more nodes we have, the more customers we can migrate. So it's a snowball effect, it's momentum that's driving the numbers up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. A final reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. Okay, your first next question comes from Peter Swoboda from Aviva. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I got a question regarding CapEx for 2011. As you guys are growing, the guidance for 2010 seems on a rather low side. Now, can we expect that the CapEx for 2011 will be significantly higher because you would have to modernize or expand your backbone or any of the components of your network? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. I think the key point is that the LLU rollout should finish towards the end of this year, 2010. And that is another significant element of our CapEx spend. It's 30 to 40 million a year of the total CapEx. So a big chunk of that spending will go away in 2011. So there's room, actually, in our view, for further reduction in CapEx to sales in 2011 and onwards, based on the existing strategy, on our strategy to get to 1 million customers by 2012, there's no particular reason for the CapEx trend to reverse.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. We now have a follow-up question from Anna Basong from UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks. In actual fact, my question was very similar to the last one. I was just wondering what you think the longer-term CapEx to revenue figure, the reasonable figure might be, firstly. And just secondly, could you just confirm the or repeat the additional savings you expect from the cost-cutting plan in 2010? I got a little bit lost going through the numbers and just want to make sure I'm not missing something.
Sure, Anna. When we talk about the CapEx, I think we have to look at it from two perspectives. In terms of the strategy that we're following right now, which is to grow our broadband base to 1 million customers, largely leveraging access to the TP network, it's on track. And CapEx-wise, the spending should continue to decline. Basically, after the LLU rollout is done. There isn't too much left to do, so our CapEx would just be related to primarily access CapEx for the corporate segment and extra cards on the ADSL nodes as we increase the broadband base. So the CapEx, there's room for the CapEx to fall. On the other hand, obviously we're thinking within the management what next, how to develop the company beyond 2012, do we continue that strategy, grow further, do we maybe look at more spending on our access networks, the ones that we own, this type of thing. And there's no guidance yet on that, there are no decisions yet on that. Okay, so if everything stays as it is right now, the CapEx should be falling 2011-2012.
Okay.
In terms of, sorry if I was a bit confusing on the expenses. So the profit project addressed 700 million zloty of our expense base, and on a gross level we've cut for 2010 about 123 million zloty from that base of 700 million. There are other things, however, which were not directly addressed. For example, you can reduce the headcount, but you still have to make pay rises for people year on year. So the pay rises are an example of these other costs that we calculated are about 27 million zloty that we'll have to incur this year. There are things in there like unit cost increases for energy. Again, you can't directly address that. There are things in there like SOP expenses and taxes on SOP, which again is not addressable. So gross saving was 123, but if you're modelling it, you should focus more on 100 million zloty overall.
Right, and what you're talking about is 123 million versus the 2009 cost base.
Versus the 2008 Q4 cost base.
Right, that's what I thought. So I guess what I was trying to say was, how much costs did you already save in 2009?
Right, yeah, that's actually in the press release. The gross number is it's even as much as 70 million zloty. Some of these savings came in much faster in terms of implementation than we originally expected.
Excellent.
And obviously there was overperformance on a lot of projects as well. So it was a big number.
That was very well done. Thank you. No, a lot of good visibility in the presentation. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Another reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. As there are no further questions, I will turn the call over to Mr. Godlewski for his final comments.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participation in the conference call, and we are looking forward, obviously, to meeting you on one-to-one basis and answering and handling any other questions you might have. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for attending today's conference. You may now replace